The sturdy hog inspected the ropes admiringly.
What a pair of beauties, Mother. Just look at the weave of these ropes, all gold and green too. With fine carved elm wood handles on them.
Oh, these'll make old Methuselah and Matthias sound out o'er our abbey like honeyed thunder. I'll fix them up right after breakfast. Thank you, Buck. Thank you kindly.
Several Dibbons had gathered around to watch the gluttonous digs foddering up. They gazed wide-eyed at the tubby hare, who winked roguishly at them. A tiny mole maid threw a frilly apron over her face.
Boyoki, where be you set a pudding at all?
Diggs relinquished a hefty fruitcake for a brief moment.
Hello, legs, little beauty. At least that's what our regimental cook says I've blooming well got.
Django's wife, Firm, looked up from her mint tea.
Aye, an hollow stomach, tail, ears and head. Invite an air beast to dinner and you'll regret it all your days. That's what me old ma used to say.
Sister Fumble was feeding Dub Dub his second bowl of arrowroot cream pudding. She grinned.
Land sakes, it looks like this little rascal's about to catch Mr. Diggs up, ain't you, young master?
The hog babe echoed her dutifully.
Younger master?
The morning was almost half gone when the guests sat back replete and sighing. Even Diggs was heard to remark.
Hope they hold off with a bally lunch for a while, what?
Abbess Marjoram called for their attention.
Now let's address our problems. Oki, who have you lost from your family?
Oakheart sighed.
Two, alas. Our lovely little twins, Jiddle and Jinty. Scarce 4 seasons old. There's another too, a young shrew maid, calls herself Flib.
Logalog Django made his report.
We lost three, if in you count the one Oki just mentioned. She's the daughter of mine, you see.
Firm, the mother of all three shrews, sobbed.
Petunia Rosebud, the one who calls herself Flip, is the eldest of the three. Oh, she's always wandering off and getting into scrapes. Flip can take care of herself. But the other two, Midda and Borsy, ain't never gone off afore. My Midda's very young, but she always looks after Borsy. Poor little mice. He's only a babe. Oh, I hope my Borsy ain't come to any harm.
Firm broke down weeping. Django could only stand awkwardly by. Gowsum Logalogs are not supposed to cry, though he did wipe a paw roughly across his eyes.
No, me old darling. Don't worry. We'll find him sooner or later. You say you lost younguns, ma'am?
Marjoram placed a comforting paw around Firm.
A little squirrel maid called Tassie and a mole babe, Guffy. They've been gone half a day and a night now.